Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Hello, Cause Corner listeners. This morning we have a super monster rocker that I'm so excited is on our show. His name is Brian Welch, and he is the amazing guitar player for the band Korn. Welcome to the program, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think I've been called a monster rocker. What an honor.
You're a monster rocker for me, for sure. Thanks for being on Cause Corner. I would love for you to tell listeners the other side of your efforts out there in the world and how you are doing social cause work. I know that you're participating in Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding this year, which we'll get to in a minute. But, just talk about what you do to give back and things that are important to you in that world.
Oh, my whole existence is to give back, you know. Just I lived for myself and for so long, you know. I formed the band Korn in 93, and then we got signed in 94, was making gold records and selling millions of records for the next few years, but I just it was all about me. And So you know, life just really disintegrated, and I got hooked on every drug and everything, but I found Christ, and ever since then I've just been giving my life to wherever he sends me, wherever he directs me. And so I left Korn and did stuff outside of Korn. I was raising my daughter, and then I would make mission trips to like India and stuff like that. And I would support other ministries that did all kinds of cool stuff like that. And 8 years after I left Korn, he led me back into Korn. Everything was cleaned up there. Everybody, you know, no more drug addiction, and it was just like really kind of calm. In that world. And so I rejoined the band, and now I tour with that band, and I minister to fans, and I gather, you know, like at least 40 people every night, almost every night, and I just pray. I tell them my story of how God can miraculously give you a new existence. And so every night I do that, and it's really fun for me. It's not like my duty, even though it is like we're supposed to go, but it's just something that I love to do, you know.
You found your other calling besides being an incredible guitar player. What's it like to go back to a band when first incarnation is drugs, alcohol, debauchery, and then you go back and you're all clean? What's that like?
It felt a little weird at first. Like I was like, okay, especially on a tour bus, you know. Eight or 9 years before that, I was up on a tour bus. I had my own bus and with one bodyguard, and I just sat in the back bedroom and I just did meth and took pills and I played the show. I would take Xanax to calm my meth, my upper, you know, calm me down. So I'd go on the stage and play the show. And then I'd come off stage and stay up all night and do methamphetamines. And so to get back on the bus, it felt dark to me because I just had a lot of memories there. Any tour bus looks the same too, and it feels the same. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while, but you know, just to seeing how everyone's just over the crap, you know, everyone's over destroying their lives. Everyone's over their egos for the most part. And we're thankful now. Everybody in the band's thankful to be doing what they're doing and having fans show up and being able to touch people's lives with the music. You know, some people say our music's angry, but you know, it's therapeutic to a lot of people. And God showed me that that's exactly where you need to be, because I found the answer for all the anger and stuff. And that's Christ. So I'm out here just telling people how to get free to that next phase in life, you know?
Yeah. And you actually talk about a lot of that in your book, and books, plural, right? You share a lot of your experiences through talk about your new book you've got coming out. Or is it out already?
It came out in May 21st, I believe, and it's called With My Eyes Wide Open, Miracles and Mistakes on My Way Back to Korn. And it's about, when I left Korn, and I started raising my daughter. She was about 5 years old. I take the book, I start from there, and I just tell the whole story of raising her, going through a lot of good times, and then transitioning into a lot of resistance and trials, tribulations, a lot of bad things happening there. Just it's like, you know, bad negative circumstances have a way to shape your character and make you stronger when you go through bad things and difficult things. So I talk about all of that stuff, and then the road back to Corn and all the signs I got to go back. And at the same time, when I rejoined Corn, my daughter started going through a lot of depression and suicidal thoughts and stuff. And so she allowed me to share all of her, the things she went through as a young teenager, you know, 14 to 15 years old. And so it's a really honest book. It's real and raw. And we just open our, me and my daughters open our hearts and share our struggles. And then, you know, obviously it always leads to victory.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk real quick about your participation in your friendship with Alice Cooper and playing the Christmas Pudding, which is on December 3rd in Phoenix. Talk about that.
Oh, man, it's an honor. I mean, as we know, Alice Cooper's a legend. And yeah. So just to see how his heart got transformed, too, you know, same old story, you know. Mm-hmm. All these rock stars, you go out there, rap stars, whoever it is, your ego is just so powerful, and it's all about you. And then, you know, some of us out there, God comes and touches us and gives us a new heart. And so I love Alice's heart. I love that, you know, he took a break, I think, for a while when he met God. And then, you know, he realized that, you know, we can be ourselves. You know, God loves us. He just wants to get the bad things out of our lives, but he wants us to be ourselves. So I love what Alice is doing, just being himself out there, going out there, doing his music, but also doing these charity that he started and the Solid Rock and all that, and just the effect that it has on the city. And it's got just a great reputation. All the people there are amazing, and we're honored to be playing that. They asked us to play, and I said I was going to do my best to make it happen. And I worked on it with management and the band, and everybody agreed to do it. So we are stoked to be there.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, the lineup is just phenomenal with Hollywood Vampires and Korn, Sammy Hagar, and the Gin Blossoms. Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. So, you know, wrapping up, I wanted to ask you, you know, for musicians and just young teens out there that are struggling, what's your nugget of truth that you found that you could share with them that, you know, that holds true and, you know, you couldn't see back when you were that age, you know, sort of wise sage wisdom?
I mean, I would just say that everybody, you know, there's so much out there that just tries to, tell us certain things that life is this way, and if you have this, you'll be happy, and if you gain this, then life will be satisfying, and it's a lot of those things are a lie, you know. And it's cool to have dreams, it's cool to have success, but if that's your all and end all, once you get there, you're going to be miserable and empty because it doesn't satisfy. And that's why I love just I'm trying to just spread the message about Christ, and he is not religious like so many people make him out to be. Some of these organizations make him out to be religious. He came and opposed the religious system and said, no, this is not the way anymore. You come through me and you have direct relationship with God. So, you know, I just really encourage young people, just cry out to God, just talk to God like you would a friend, and just say you want a relationship to him. You know, he'll fill your inside. He'll give you peace that you can never get from anything else. And he'll walk you to your destiny, to your successes, and help your dreams come true in a way that's healthy for you and your mindset and your family and your future. So that's my message to him.
Well, that's a great message. Listeners, if you want to connect with Brian, you're on Twitter. You have a huge Twitter and Instagram following, right? You've got big social media followings. So connect with him. See what he's saying, because you know, you spread the word through social media, which is great. It helps people connect that way. And, you know, Brian, thank you so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. I've been speaking with Brian Welch from the band Korn, and he will be also participating in Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding that supports Solid Rock, his charity, all these amazing, amazing people that are doing great things for our community and for our world. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on.
Thank you. And for any other listeners out there that have any other amazing people like Brian Welch that I can interview, please go to my Facebook page and send me a note, and I will consider it for sure. Thanks again to my guest, Brian Welch, the monster rock guitar player for the band Korn. And have a great one, Brian. Your energy is wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And you take care. God bless.
This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. And till next time, make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.